The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
God's kingdom. Dedication to God simply means commitment to God and to His kingdom. Once you are in service of God, you are qualified for God's service of your life. Service of God, or God's service, or kingdom stewardship qualifies you for service of your life and of your destiny. A selfish life is a wasted life. A life lived for self is a life lived as a waste. A life lived pursuit of money or pursuit of car or pursuit of certificate alone is a wasted journey. Your own will never be like that in Jesus' name. Quickly tonight, before I go into signs of dedicated service to God, what are the gains of dedication to God? What are the gains? What do I stand to gain if I'm dedicated to God? What are my gains? We have talked about a few of those in the last few teachings. I'll just take three of them tonight, and then we go quickly to signs of dedicated service. Number one gain is multiple blessings. Someone say multiple blessings. Somebody say multiple blessings. In Exodus 23 verse 25, the Bible says that ye shall serve the Lord thy God, and he will bless your bread and your water. So one of the major things that comes to you as a result of your stewardship in God's house, or as a result of your dedicated service in God's house, is that he will bless you in a multiple way. The Bible says he will bless your bread and your water. He will take away sickness and disease away from you. Go to verse 26 now. And there shall none cast their young nor be barren in thy land, and the number of your days I will fulfill. Someone say multiple blessings. So one of the things that accrues to you as a dedicated servant of God, and when I'm saying dedication, I'm not talking about just being a pastor. Every one of us have been created to be dedicated to God in one area or another, in one area of service or another. In Proverbs 10 verse 22, the Bible says it is the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and added no sorrow. So when the blessing of the Lord lands in your life, there is eradication of sorrow. There is blessing of different kinds. Somebody is here tonight. Your blessings will be in diverse forms tonight. Between now and the crossover night, you will still receive multiple blessings. Let me hear your loudest amen. In Deuteronomy chapter 7, from verse 9, Deuteronomy chapter 7 from verse 9 to 16, explains to us some of the diverse blessings that comes from being dedicated to God and serving God. He said, know ye therefore that the Lord thy God is thy God, is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him. Anywhere you see love, we are talking about dedication. Those that love him and keep his commandment to 1,000 generations. Yes. To repay them that hate him to their face. That is, those that are not dedicated, God will repay them to their face and destroy them. He will not be slack to him that hated him. He will repay him to his face. Yes. Thou shalt therefore keep the commandment and the statutes and the judgment which I command thee today, this day, to do them. Wherefore it shall come to pass, if you hearken to this judgment and keep to them, that the Lord thy God shall keep unto thee the covenant and the mercy which he swore unto thy fathers. Next verse, we are still going to verse 16. Next verse, please. And he shall love thee. Someone say amen. Amen. And bless thee. Amen. I can hear your loudest amen. Amen. Can you see that? And multiply thee. Amen. He shall also bless the fruit of thy womb. That's your children. So your dedication to God qualifies you for multiple blessings. He will bless you. He will bless your family. He will bless your children. He will bless your pregnancy. Somebody say a big amen. Amen. The fruit of thy land, thy corn, thy wine, thy oil, thy increase. Somebody say multiple blessings. He will even bless the flock of your sheep. The goat in your house will be blessed because you are dedicated. The chickens in your that you are keeping, they will lay more eggs for you because you are a dedicated person. Somebody say loudest amen. Amen. And in the land which he swore unto thy fathers, Yes, 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 yes. Thou shalt be blessed above all the people. Somebody's asleep already. The word of God is power. And anytime you see the blessing of God, one of the important things for you is to claim that blessing and to receive that blessing. And thou shalt be blessed above all the people. There shall not be male nor female barren among you, nor among your cattle. The Lord shall take away from thee all the sickness. And we put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon thee, but we lay them upon all them that hate thee. And verse 16, we are going to stop. And thou shalt consume all the people which the Lord thy God shall deliver thee. And thy eyes shall have no pity upon them, neither shalt thou serve their gods, for that will be a snare unto thee. For that will be a snare unto thee. That is, if you dare to serve any other thing, it will be a snare unto you. Your dedication qualifies you for multiple blessings. Somebody is here tonight. Between now and Christmas morning, which is on Sunday morning, your multiple blessings will suddenly appear to you. I say your multiple blessings will suddenly appear to you. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number two, gains of dedication is worthwhile existence. When you are dedicated to God, you enjoy worthwhile existence. Your existence is worthwhile. Somebody is here tonight. Your existence will not be a wasted existence. I say your existence will not be a wasted existence. Your service to God makes your life worthwhile. Your efforts for God's work determines your effect on the earth. Your effort for God's work determines your effect. Somebody say effect. Your effect in the world. That's why you see people who are not serving God dedicatedly, they have no effect. They have no impact. You don't know them. And when you know them for something bad, not something good. Somebody is here tonight. Everybody in this city will know you for something good. Everybody in Nigeria will know you for something good. Everybody in West Africa will know you for something good. Everybody in Africa will know you for something good. Everybody in the whole of the globe will know your name for something good. Is there anybody that can shout, I receive it? Number three, gain of dedication to God is called pleasurable life or life of pleasure. In Job 36 verse 11, the Bible says, if thou shalt obey and serve him, then if thou shalt obey and serve the Lord, then thou shalt spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. Someone say pleasure. So your service to God leads you into pleasure. And you cannot know the importance of pleasure until you consider the opposite of pleasure, which is called pain. You cannot know the importance of pleasure until you know the opposite of pleasure, which is called pain. You will never know pain in life. I say you will never know pain in life. All the days of your appointed life, it shall be a pleasurable existence for you. So, dedication to God brings you into pleasure. You are not under any pressure. There is no tension. So you have nothing called hypertension. Somebody is here tonight. Peace of mind will be your portion all the days of your life. I say peace of mind will be your portion all the days of your life. I say peace of mind will be your portion all the days of your life. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. So you are here tonight. You have just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 dependents. And you're already living under pressure. I speak to you tonight that peace of mind shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. Peace of mind shall be your portion in the name of Jesus. Quickly tonight, my dear people. Signs of dedicated service. We'll take that very quickly. Signs of dedicated service. Number one sign is daily personal devotion to God. Daily personal devotion. Number one sign that you are dedicated to God is that you have an altar of your own. Every day of your life, there are times in your life that you meet with God. Even Jesus had time that he went to meet with God. In Matthew 13 verse 23, the Bible says he separated himself from the people and he went to the mountain alone to pray. Matthew 13 verse 23. Jesus himself was a man of devotion. He was a man donated to devotion. He was devoted to God. 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 Somebody is here tonight. That grace to be devoted to God comes upon you in the name of Jesus. I said that grace comes upon you in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. That grace to be devoted to God comes upon you in the name of Jesus. That grace comes upon you in the name of Jesus. From today, the grace to stay with God and be devoted to Him comes to you in the name of Jesus. I can hear your loudest amen. I can hear your loudest amen. Somebody is here tonight on a daily basis. Receive grace to stand with God in a place of prayer. Receive grace to stand with God in a place of prayer. Matthew 14 verse 23. Let's go to it very quickly if you can open your Bibles. Matthew 14, I read verse 23. And the Bible says, and when he has sent the multitude away, he went into a mountain. 14 verse 23. And when he has sent the multitude away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. Jesus himself, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, he went into a mountain apart to pray. He separated himself to prayers. He separated himself unto prayers. Even as we prepare to close the year, intensify the amount of time you spend in devotion with God. Increase the number of hours spent in worship. Increase the number of hours spent alone with your Maker. That grace comes for somebody here today in the name of Jesus. That grace comes for somebody here today in the name of Jesus. So remove all those distractions, all those phones, calls, all those films, and all those things that doesn't make you to stand with God. For me, I believe one of the greatest distractions in my prayer time is phone. So I've learned how to place my phone on silent, or how to put it on reject mode in the place of prayer. Or I put it on silent and I throw it inside the drawer. So that if I'm with God for 7 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, 10 hours, there's no headache. There's no concern. There's no worry. My wife knows once she calls me once, and then she waits for some time. She calls me twice. She doesn't call again the third time. She doesn't call again. She knows it's a rule, because she knows that this man is busy, because he knows I'm not a useless man. This man must be busy. He must be with God. He must be in the presence of God. Grace for utmost devotion to God. Receive that grace today in the name of Jesus. Especially in the night season. I don't care how many hours you pray during the day. Especially in the night season. Either you sleep early so that you can wake up early, maybe around 3 or 3:30 or 2, and then pray into the morning. Or you sleep late, praying till 10, 11, 12, 1, and then you can go to rest till morning. Whichever way, spend more time in devotion. The night season is the most important. Day unto day, authorized speech. Night unto night, showeth knowledge. Somebody is here tonight. That grace to stand with God on a daily basis, night and day. Receive that grace today in the name of Jesus. Number two, sign of devotion to God is congregational fellowship or attendance of self-fellowship. Congregation is attendance of church services. This is a very, very important sign of dedication to God. In Psalm 122 verse 1, Psalm 122 verse 1, the Bible says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. I was glad. I was excited. I was very excited. I was very happy when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Your daily service, your daily coming to the house of the Lord, Sunday service, Wednesday service, self-fellowship, is a clear-cut sign of your devotion to God. If you are truly devoted, the house of God must not be something you come often. Must not be something you come irregularly. If possible, it should be a daily affair. According to Hebrews chapter 10 verse 25, Hebrews 10 verse 35, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves. Hebrews 10, 25. Media, are you there? Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is. That is, there are some people like that. Once in a while, like, I'm very expectant now on 31st of December, you will see many faces in this church you have never seen in a long time. They'll be targeted. And once you declare Happy New Year, they go outside, they go for banger. And we will already get police officers outside to arrest such people. Not forsaking the assembly of ourselves in the church, in the cell fellowship, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. So, one of the signs that you are dedicated to God is anywhere you find yourself, you are in youth service, the first thing you should find out is, where is the church here? You are posted to a city, the first thing is, where is the church? Where is the living? Where is the Bible church here? Where is the living church here? That should be the first thing. Not where is the cinema here? Where do they register SIM card here? You know, what are you talking about? Where can I buy SIM card? SIM card. You want to be communicating with men when you have not communicated with God. One of the first signs of your dedication to God is that you are always in the... there was a time, some time ago, I had to travel on a Sunday morning. I went for a very, very important meeting somewhere, and my wife could not go, and I had to travel back on a Sunday morning. I said, how do people survive not being in church on Sunday morning? I can't imagine it. On Sunday morning, you put on television and you are watching an Indian film. On Sunday morning, how do you survive it? Grace for consistent fellowship comes for somebody here tonight in the name of Jesus. Quickly tonight, number three, signs of dedicated service is intercessory prayer service. This is consistently praying for the advancement of the kingdom of God. This one is you are not praying for husband or wife or baby. You are not praying for money. You are not praying for admission. You are just interceding for the house of God. You are calling down the glory of God. Jesus, this Sunday, let there be diverse healings in your church. Bring multitude to your church. Oh God, destroy the work of darkness against your church. Jesus, blow in souls. Empower your servant. Give him the power and the grace. My father and the Lord Bishop Oyedepo was speaking recently. He just came back from a trip. And then some people were lining up in front of his office to see him. And then the following Sunday, he said, you people, this man you want to kill desperately. When was the last time you prayed for him? And when we call out churches, do you come, all of you, please, go to your houses. This man you want to kill, this man you want, Papa, please come and do this for me, pray for me. When was the last time you said, you spent time, 1 hour with God? God, empower this man. Don't let him go weak. That's what they call intercessory prayer service. According to Luke chapter 2, verse 36 and 37, there's a woman there. The Bible says, this woman, a woman of 84 years old, a widow, she was constantly, the Bible says, there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phiel and the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, and she lived with an husband 70, she lived with an husband 7 years from virginity. She was only with her husband for 7 years before the husband died, and she never remarried again. She was a widow of about 84 years old, that's 84 years. We departed not from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayer night and day. She was into prayers night and day, interceding. She practically lived inside the church. And the Bible took account of her. May the Bible take, may heaven take account of you in the name of Jesus. Intercessory prayer service is is one of the signs that you are dedicated. I've noticed, and I've said it a few times at the prayer banquet, when we are praying, God, give us money, journey mercy, people will pray very well. When we say, oh God, win souls, oh God, we pray, bless, bring, you will hear prayer, some people will even sit down. Some people will not pray. Whereas, these are the prayers that makes your own prayers to be answered. Intercessory prayer service is one of the most important service of a Christian. Interceding for the glory of God. Father, in this service this week, let your glory be felt. As the choir ministers, let them minister live. As the pastor ministers, oh God, let your glory come forth. Father, as many that you have destined to be a part of this ministry that are still outside, Jesus, let your Holy Spirit blow them in. Let your power bring them in. Oh God, as people come in, let sickness drop. That's what they call intercession. You never mention anything on, Father, give me some millions in my pocket. I need some money to go to ShopRite on Christmas Eve. You never mention that. Interceding for the church. Father, in Kwara State, let gospel spread. In Nigeria, let the glory of God come down in Nigeria. That's intercession. The grace to do this comes upon somebody from tonight in the name of Jesus. I know many of you did not know the importance, but as you are hearing it now, do it as a daily thing. Anytime you are praying, intercede for the people. Intercede for the church. Intercede for the servant of God. Receiving from church and not giving back your prayers into that church is parasitic. It's like being a parasite. Anywhere you are drawing from, you refill back there. And what does the church need? Intercession. Because there is a gate of hell that wants to bring down the church. According to Matthew 16 verse 18. I will build my church and the gate of hell. There's a gate of hell against every church. Matthew 16, 18. And the gate of hell shall never prevail against this church. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number four kind of dedication, sign of dedication, is soul winning service. Someone say soul winning service. Soul winning service is one of the signs of dedication. Matthew 15 verse 16. I've quoted that scripture to you many, many times. Ye have not chosen me. Matthew 15, 16. You have not chosen me. I have chosen you that you might go forth and bring forth fruit. John 15, 16. Ye have not chosen me. I have chosen you that you might go forth and bring forth fruit. And that your fruit might remain. And that your fruit should remain, and whatsoever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it unto you. So, one of the most important service that shows that you are dedicated is your desire for souls. Matthew 28, verse 19 to 20. Go ye. Someone say, go ye. That was God's instruction to us. Say, go ye. Go ye, therefore, and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Someone say a big amen. Amen. Go ye. It shows that you are dedicated. You hear that there's an outreach, you go ye. You hear that some people, whenever there's outreach, just immediately they join a department that will not go for that outreach. Immediately they become an automatic member of a member. They say, which department will not go? Is it choir? Oh, I'm in choir today. Is it sanctuary? I'm in. No. Go ye. It is part of your sign of dedication. It's one of the things that shows that you are dedicated to God. You know the importance of soul winning. And you go ye. Influencing people in your office, around you, your neighbors. As many, there are some Christians for 5, 6, 7 years, they cannot talk of one person that has been added to God, added to the kingdom of God through their effort. Not one. 3 years in a church. You cannot talk of three people that has been added. Then it shows that the dedication is very, very weak. No wonder many are always crying to God for things and God refused to hear. Because what God likes, we are not giving it to him. God likes souls. God loves repentance. God loves people to turn from their wicked ways. God loves people. God loves seeing a prostitute like Rahab becoming a changed person. God loves seeing an armed robber becoming a pastor. God loves seeing a prostitute becoming a mother of nations. God loves people changing. God loves seeing a drunkard becoming a transformed person, and who will do it? God loves seeing a fornicator, an adulterer, becoming a man or a woman of self-control. Someone say self-control. And that will only happen through you, the effort of you and I. Somebody discipled you. You have to disciple others. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody discipled you. Somebody encouraged you. Somebody discipled you. Somebody encouraged you. So you too, you have to work hard to disciple others. May that grace come upon you in the name of Jesus. Number five, signs of dedicated service is welfare service. In Proverbs 19, verse 17, the Bible says that he that giveth to the poor lendeth unto the Lord. He that hath pity on the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he had given, he will he pay him again. Anything you give to the poor is a service. It's a sign of dedication to God. Jesus said, he said, when I was thirsty, you did not give me water. When I was naked, you did not give me clothes. When I was in the hospital, you did not visit me. When I was in the prison, you did not visit me. He said, when? He said, anybody that you didn't do it to, you didn't do it to me? That was Job's secret in Job 29, verse 11 to 17. Job was a man who widows could rest on him. Fatherless people could rest on him. Job 29, verse 11 to 17. Now, let's read together, or let me read it quickly. When the ear heard me, then it blessed me. And when the eye saw me, it gave witness to me. That's what? Because I delivered the poor that cried, and the fatherless, and him that had no help, that had none to help him. The blessing of him that was ready to perish came upon me, and I caused the widow's heart to sing for joy. I put on righteousness, it colored me. My judgment was as a robe and as a diadem. I was eyes to the blind. Job was eyes to a blind man, and he was the feet to the lame. I was a father to the poor, and the cause which I knew not, I searched out. Problems of other people, I search out solution to the problem of other people. And I broke the jaws of the wicked and plucked the spoil out of their mouth. Somebody cheated somebody. I ran after the person. I collected what they cheat, what they wanted to take away. They wanted to take away somebody's baby. They wanted to take away somebody's blessing. I ran after the person and I collected. I gave it back to the person. Job was a man who was in, he was caring for others. He did not look away from other people's affliction. Job did not look away from other people's pain. He was a man that loved people genuinely. No wonder the Bible says that he was the greatest man in the East. Job chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. He was so great, he was so blessed beyond human comprehension. Somebody is here tonight, you will be so blessed in the name of Jesus. So, from today, be a welfare person. Don't say they are troubling me. They are worrying me. Everybody that comes to you to work. One thing I know is that people don't, it's not natural to be a beggar. It's not natural. It is poverty that makes people to beg. It's not natural for somebody to come and meet you and say, please give me this. It is poverty. And then as God gives you discretion, somebody say discretion. Some people just want to cheat you and just, they see maybe you have excess and they just want to add their own excess to their own. As God gives you discretion, then you distribute. You distribute. Proverbs 11, 24 to 25. There's he that scattereth and yet increaseth. There's he that withholdeth more than is needed and intended to penury. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. Grace to be a distributor. Receive tonight in the name of Jesus. Especially in this season of Christmas. I told the youths after I met them during my meeting on Sunday, I said, don't go home this time around. And they'll say, Ekulema, Keleninu kitchen. No, you yourself, draw something inside the house. Bring something. If it's bread or some, no matter how small. So that you can provoke the blessings of your parents. They don't need it. They don't need it. But you need something in their mouth. A simple, God bless you. It's enough for you. It can last you 1 year. You don't wait for blessing. It's a fool that waits for blessing. You provoke blessing. They don't want to bless you, but you provoke the blessing. Wisdom is coming for somebody tonight in the name of Jesus. Number six, sign of dedication to God is sacrificial giving. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 4 to 7. The Bible says that Solomon killed 1,000 burnt offerings to God in one night. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for there was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offering did Solomon offer upon that altar. And the same night, somebody say same night. That will be the night for somebody here tonight. That same night that he offered a sacrifice, God appeared to him. He said, what do you want? May God appear to you tonight. Sacrificial giving. This is way beyond tithe and offering. Some of us, by God's privilege, we have gone far beyond the issue of tithe. Some months we give more than 3, 4, 5 times our tithe. Even much more than that. To a sacrifice to God. And this has been on for many, many, many years now. So, sacrificial offering goes beyond the issue of tithe. Tithe is still for small boys. Small boys that are somebody who cannot even pay tithe is not even in the line of greatness at all. Not in the line at all. Because tithe is still the kindergarten of giving. There are many levels of giving. May God give us understanding. Sacrificial giving. They are doing a building project. They are doing a project in the church. You do a sacrifice. You do something that can move God. A sacrifice is about cost. Sacrifice talks about cost. Sacrifice is about what that thing you are giving costs to you. If I give 1 million, it might not be a sacrifice. But if somebody here gives 1 million, it might be more than a sacrifice you can imagine. But if I give 1 billion, it can be a sacrifice. And if somebody else gives 1 billion, it might not be a sacrifice. Life is a level. Somebody say levels. Somebody say levels. You will soon get to that high level. You will soon get to that high level. Don't envy people. Just find out what they are doing. Find out what they are doing. Find out what they are doing. My wife and I went for a retreat recently, a program, and the sacrifice was being called. And as we got back, she told me her sacrifice. I shook my head. I said, yeah, this is sacrifice. I said, this is sacrifice. This is sacrifice. Sacrifice is something that you do. It pains you. You almost want to cry when you are giving it. That grace comes for somebody here today in the name of Jesus. I said, the grace comes for somebody here today in the name of Jesus. Sacrificiality is a proof of spirituality. Your sacrificial, the level of sacrifice you can give shows how spiritual you are. All this managing to bring out 10 naira for God is a sign of your low spiritual ebb. You lodge money in the account, lodge this, lodge that, but somebody goes to the market in one sitting, spends 20,000 and comes to the church and gives 20 naira. In one single market, spends 20,000 and it's time for offering. Puts 20 naira in the offering basket. What an aberration. What an eyesore. Sacrificiality is a proof of spirituality. Number 7, where I'm going to stop tonight. Signs of dedication to God. Kingdom enhancement service. This has to do with work in the department in the church. You are a cell leader. You are an HOD. You are a member of a department. It automatically confirms that you love God, that you are dedicated to God. If I am a woman or a lady, if you are not serving God in a department with confirmation, you cannot even say, talk love to me, because you are going nowhere. You are going nowhere. You are going nowhere. You have no service unit. You are an executive Christian. Commentator. Why is the chair not clean? What's going on? Why is everything not aligned? The clock is not even correct. Huh? What's going on? Why is the gongo not there? Why didn't you go and learn gongo within 1 week and come on Sunday and come and drum it? Kingdom enhancement. You know what humbles me in this work? If I'm not there, somebody else will do it. You know, when you think of that, you become very humble. If I'm not preaching here this evening, somebody else will preach even better than me. So, what is it? You are in a church 6 months, 1 year, and there is no department where they are feeling your impact. There is something wrong. We should feel your presence and miss your absence. We should feel your presence. When you are around, if you go for holiday, that 1-2 weeks, we feel your absence. And you are not there. Because of your tangible impact, we feel your presence, we miss your absence. If you leave a place where you have been for a long time, nobody feels you, it means that you are not doing anything there. You are not doing anything there. Grace for kingdom enhancement stewardship comes for somebody here today in the name of Jesus. There is nothing to be proud about coming to a church and doing nothing in the church. Put yourself in God's shoes. God is a father. You are a son. And then in the house where you are living with God, there is no service that you are doing for your father. Please, can you clean my shoes? Nothing. Please, can you help me to put some water in the bathroom so that I can boil some water for me? It's Ramadan. I will need some hot water. Can you say, no, I don't like H2O touching my hands. Yeah, I don't like anything disturbing. My nails are long. You say, okay. So the following month, you now say, actually, my school fees is due. And I attend private university. And the school fees is 500,000. He will tell you, 500 kobo, I don't have. That's what's happening with most people. Somebody is in a church, did not doing anything, and leave that church, goes to a mountain of 670 staircase. Bah, 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 bah. 670 staircase. And he says, Jehovah, eh? He says, Jehovah. Jehovah, eh? He says, Jehovah. When you finish your noise, you climb your 670 back. Go back to the foundation. That's why the Bible says in Psalms 11 verse 3. Say, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the grace to be a dedicated steward, grace to be dedicated in service, receive tonight in the name of Jesus. Grace to serve God all the days of your life, that your children will be born and meet you serving God. Your children's children will be born and meet you serving God. Receive that grace tonight in the name of Jesus. Stand up on your feet.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.